At 6:06, it is overcast and 72 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a chance of some rain today and an afternoon peak of 88. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Trucks are rolling this morning as the city begins the pickup of tree debris from last week's windstorm. The city's Dan Crossland is heading up the effort, and he was asked how long it will take.
That's a really good question, and I don't want to guess at that because it would be a guess. It's going to take multiple weeks.
Stack the debris near the curb and be sure you're not blocking your mailbox or your gas meter. They will start on the outskirts of town and work toward the center. Well, coming up later today, the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce will host a forum on education. The speaker will be Kate Walsh. She is the president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. The organization has reviewed how well higher education institutions are preparing future teachers. And she says Oklahoma schools are poorly preparing future educators to teach reading.
Awful lot of them are absolutely ignoring reading instruction. They really do not spend any time teaching those scientific methods. So it's almost like going to medical school and not spending any time teaching doctors how to do the most routine surgeries.
She says OSU and OU, along with Oklahoma Baptist University, seem to be doing a better job at preparing future teachers. She also says that Panhandle State is doing a good job as well. Tulsa-based Centrolium Corporation says it has received unsolicited offers for the company or its assets and that it is considering the propositions. The company, which is engaged in a joint venture with Springdale-based Tyson Foods, says it's hired an investment banker to review its options. Centrolium and Tyson's together own Dynamic Fuels, LLC, which has a plant in Louisiana that produces biodiesel from animal fats and greases. A change in the address for tomorrow night's town hall meeting on the proposed sales tax extension for Tulsa. The meeting will now be held at the Garnett Assembly of God Church. That's at 29th and South Garnett. Mayor Bartlett says the proposal will be discussed in detail.
$900-plus million proposal that probably 70-75% of those funds are used for transportation.
The meeting will begin at 6:15 tomorrow evening, and the proposal will be on the November general election ballot. A celebration of the highway dubbed the Mother Road gets underway this week in southwest Missouri and southeast Kansas. The Route 66 International Festival runs Thursday through Saturday based in Joplin. Route 66 was the main highway between Chicago and Los Angeles before the interstate system was built. The road turns west toward Kansas at a Joplin intersection before entering Oklahoma at Quapaw. Well, milk prices may remain steady this summer rather than the usual spike. Cooler summer weather, along with almost weekly rains, have helped lower the stress on cows and dairymen alike. Dairyman Rick Davis at Guthrie says the summer heat usually impacts his milk production.
For us, it equates into about a 15 to 18% drop in production this time of year relative to peak times.
And then the supply and demand factors kick in, pushing up the price of milk for us. But not so, at least so far, this summer. Our weather forecast, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain today, a high of 88. Thunderstorms likely at 70% tonight, down to 74 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation this morning. Right now it's overcast in 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.